Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Alexander Murphy is professor of geography at the University of Oregon. He specializes in political, cultural, and environmental geography, and his latest book is called Coping with a Fast-Changing World, Why Geography Matters. And he's joining us today from the Janine Basinger Studio ahead of a talk he's giving tonight that's at 6 in the Bailey Rotunda, Room D, on the South Dakota State University campus. And Janine Basinger Studio is at SDSU. Alexander Murphy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. It's great to be part of your program.
This is a fascinating book as I was spending time with it this weekend and thinking, immediately you get into this and you're like, okay, geography is way more than maps that way more than fifth grade when you had to sort of do the geography bee. And that's an educational piece that you're pretty well versed in helping people come along with, because
well,
a lot of people
right.
do leave geography behind as soon as they can because it's something that maybe they don't see the full scope of.
Yeah, that's really right. One of the consequences of geography being somewhat marginalized in American education is that people tend to think of the subject in really overly simplistic ways, just maybe making some maps or putting the right place name in the right place on a map. And of course, place names are useful. It's nice to be able to refer to a part of the world and have an image come to the mind that reflects that part of the world. But place names are to geography like dates are to history. They're not the essence of the subject. Geography, instead, is really trying to understand how the world is organized and the characteristics of its places and regions and how places are related to one another and how what happens in one place can affect what happens in another. When you get into those kinds of questions, you get into really interesting questions that help us make sense of the world in which we live.
So right now, perhaps more than any other time in history, we have a body of knowledge about geography. We have more tools than ever, but in some ways we're asking fewer questions about what those tools tell us. Talk about the difference between those two things.
Right. Well, it's sort of interesting. In my lifetime, I've actually seen more and more maps being used because we now have the tools to produce them more easily. But more maps doesn't necessarily mean more understanding. So we can see this on two levels. On one level is the kind of maps that people use on a day-to-day basis, say a GPS to get around from one place to another. And that's great. It's very useful to be able to go into your GPS and know how to get from place A to place B. But that provides no context. You don't see anything that's around your route. So actually, in some ways, it discourages thinking about what you see on either side of your car as you're driving through.
Right.
And then at the larger level, of course, yes, we're now using geospatial technologies in all sorts of ways, and indeed some very insightful ways. But a geographical information system is no better than the conceptualization that goes into each data layer. So it's very easy, actually, to come up with fancy-looking maps that actually don't necessarily tell us what we need to know.
Here's an example that I'm hoping that you can just sort of expand on a little bit to help listeners get an idea of what we're talking about when we talk about geographical questions. So, you know, you're a casual consumer of news, or you're deeply concerned about what's happening in America either way, and you hear about this, you know, immigration and challenges along the southern border, where people are coming from, and you run to your map and you say, well, where is, you know, Guatemala? Where is Honduras? You know, what's the path that these people are taking, and where are they showing up at the U.S. southern border with Mexico? Okay, that's a map question. Now look at that through a geographical lens and ask some questions that help us understand that situation more deeply.
Right. So it's a great example. And yes, we can see a route and that helps us understand something. But what's behind that route? What are the circumstances that are taking place in a Guatemala or in El Salvador? The circumstances on the ground that may have to do with land use, that may have to do with economic opportunities, that may have to do with the violence that people are facing in the face of drug cartels and so forth that is actually producing the migration. And then what are the kinds of circumstances that the migrants are encountering along the way that either facilitate or impede their movement? Those are the kinds of things that geographers looking at the world from the bottom up, asking us what circumstances are like on the ground and how those are affecting things, those are the kinds of things that geographers look at.
So you can change the topic. Maybe it's not immigration that you want to talk about. Maybe it's something else. But what I want to ask you is, as a geographer, if a policymaker, if a journalist, if a governor or a president is asking you for your input on something complicated, what sort of things are you going to bring to the table to sort of help make some of those big policy decisions?
Sure. Well, let me use an example that plays off the end of your last segment that I just heard, and there was reference to Bosnia. So conflict breaks out in Bosnia in the early to mid-1990s, and policymakers are faced with, well, what do we do in regards to this violence? How can we help to bring it to an end? So various kinds of partition schemes are proposed. Those partition schemes, one of the most famous was proposed by the U.S. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance and his British counterpart, just involved partitioning space in Bosnia by giving the areas that had a plurality of Serbs one area and the area with a plurality of Croats another area and so on for the Bosnian Muslims. Well, that ended up being a crashing failure, and I would say the reason it was a failure is that instead of looking at what spaces were meaningful to people on the ground? How did they move around and interact in space? They was just using a simple pattern of plurality of one group over another in one area and another and coming up with something that actually wasn't meaningful to the people who were there. I would say we need to try to understand what the world looks like from different places, how they see their place, how they see their spaces. Those are the kinds of things that I think are quite important in trying to make intelligent, useful policies as we approach different parts of the world.
And this book that you've written, Geography, Why It Matters, is really, I recommend it as you tell that story, there's colored plates inside. You know, there's maps. There's not going to be a book about geography without some really good maps in there. But it's a really useful primer into, as a journalist, it helped me. I was thinking about different things that are happening in our state, and immediately I was thinking about them differently based on these geographical questions. Very useful for the layperson as well as for academics.
Right. Thank you. I mean, I wrote the book really with the general public in mind. So much of my time I write academic articles that maybe are a little bit hard to penetrate. But my goal here really was to reach a broad audience. And I wanted to give a variety of examples that would help them understand how looking at a problem geographically, and of course, I just gave you one example from Bosnia, what that might look like. But I also tried to make the case for the importance of geography in general education. You know, in our very fast-changing, interconnected world, we really can't afford not to have some sense of the rest of that world. We can't afford to operate in terms of the kinds of stereotypes that so often dominate in people's minds as they think about one part of the world or another. I love to show my classes an image that was taken when I was visiting the geography department at the University of Isfahan in Iran about 8 years ago, and it's an image of the group of us from the department, and there's a woman in the center in a burqa, and she's the chairman of the department. And I asked them, who's that woman in the center? They never think that it's a chairman of a geography department because their assumptions about the role of women is generated by what they've heard about women in Saudi Arabia. And it doesn't mean there aren't gender issues in Iran. Of course there are. But it's a very different kind of circumstance from what exists in Saudi Arabia. Understanding some of those kinds of differences is really, I think, tremendously important to the contemporary scene.
Another thing I think you do really effectively, and maybe you'll talk about this at your lecture tonight, but it's certainly in the book, is looking at the impact of how geography and the quest for geographic knowledge has been used for conquest, has been used for a dominance, colonization, used for ill as well. There's a history here with how these tools have been used, worth exploring.
That there's no question about it. Geographical knowledge certainly facilitated the colonial project in all sorts of ways. So just like anthropological knowledge did and other kinds of ways of understanding. But I think there's been a really interesting and important transition that's happened over the course of the last generation. And I think increasingly those of us in the geographical education community are increasingly looking at how we can use our insights into geographical patterns and processes, not just to facilitate certain kinds of foreign policy objectives that might have hegemonic overtones, but actually try to understand the complexity of the world and make for a better and more peaceful world.
from an academic perspective at the college level, I know we've had conversations on this show recently about some historians who are really trying to talk about a Midwestern history and bring that conversation to the forefront. Is that happening amongst geographers and academic geographic specialists? Or however you would phrase that, geography professors,
Right. No, I think it is, and it's actually interesting that you make reference to the historians, because I think a place where geography and history come very close together is the area of environmental history, where historians are trying to actually understand how the particular environmental context with in which a society develops has an influence on what happens. And of course, that's really where geography is situated as well. So that instinct among historians to try to think regionally, to try to think about the context within which different societies developed, is very much a geographical concept as well, and is one that we use to try to understand the world.
So for here in South Dakota, you know, we're going to be talking about the future of ag coming in October, and that's a look back at the 100th Meridian. And then it's also a conversation about climate change. And it seems to me that as we look at changing climate patterns in a state like South Dakota, that's a geographical question as well.
Absolutely. And in fact, I would say climate change, environmental change is one of the central issues in geography today. You know, I have colleagues looking at the changing mix of trees in the forests of the Pacific Northwest as a consequence of a changing environment. And we see not just the changes going on in individual places, but then what goes on in one place affects what goes on in another place. So, for example, the increase in flooding in southern Bangladesh recently has led to a significant outmigration into India, and that in turn is creating tensions along the Bangladeshi-India border. We don't hear much about those, but it's a perfect example of how what's happening in one place affects what's happening in another.
So many great questions and conversation tonight, 6 p.m. at the campus of South Dakota State University at the Bailey Rotunda in Room D. That my guest has been Alexander Murphy, and his book, in case you wanted to check that out, it's called Geography, Why It Matters. He is professor of geography at the University of Oregon. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.